Welcome to National Liberty Alliance's weekly call. Today is May 27th, 2024. We broadcast live every Monday from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. If you're listening live over our Rumble or YouTube or another network and you would like to ask a question or make a comment, you can go to nationallibertyalliance.org and click on our weekly call for instructions to join us by phone, app, or browser. If anyone would like to email a question, you can send your questions to questions, that's plural, questions, at nationallibertyalliance.org. Please support our business partners. You can find them their banners on the right-hand side of our website, of which the proceeds go to support NLA's effort to save our republic. Also, please support NLA by donating $5 a month or more. Click on our donation tab on the top right side of our website. Okay, we're going to pick up where we left off last week in our scripture reading. We're in the Gospel of John, chapter 18. So the Gospel of John, chapter 18, read by Alexander Scorby.
Chapter 18. When Jesus had spoken these words, he went forth with his disciples over the brook Cedron, where was a garden, into the which he entered, and his disciples. And Judas also, which betrayed him, knew the place, for Jesus ofttimes resorted thither with his disciples. Judas then, having received a band of men and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, cometh thither with lanterns and torches and weapons. Jesus therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth and said unto them, Whom seek ye? They answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus saith unto them, I am he. And Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them. As soon then as he had said unto them, I am he, they went backward and fell to the ground. Then asked he them again, Whom seek ye? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus answered, I have told you that I am he. If therefore ye seek me, let these go their way. That the saying might be fulfilled which he spake, Of them which thou gavest me have I lost none. Then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it, and smote the high priest's servant, and cut off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. Then said Jesus unto Peter, Put up thy sword into the sheath. The cup which my Father hath given me, shall I not drink it? Then the band and the captain and the officers of the Jews took Jesus, and bound him, and led him away to Annas first, for he was father-in-law to Caiaphas, which was the high priest that same year. Now Caiaphas was he which gave counsel to the Jews that it was expedient that one man should die for the people. And Simon Peter followed Jesus, and so did another disciple. That disciple was known unto the high priest, and went in with Jesus into the palace of the high priest. But Peter stood at the door without. Then went out that other disciple, which was known unto the high priest, and spake unto her that kept the door, and brought in Peter. Then saith the damsel that kept the door unto Peter, Art not thou also one of this man's disciples? He saith, I am not. And the servants and officers stood there, who had made a fire of coals, for it was cold, and they warmed themselves. And Peter stood with them, and warmed himself. The high priest then asked Jesus of his disciples and of his doctrine. Jesus answered him, I spake openly to the world. I ever taught in the synagogue and in the temple, whither the Jews always resort, and in secret have I said nothing. Why askest thou me? Ask them which heard me what I have said unto them. Behold, they know what I said. And when he had thus spoken, one of the officers which stood by struck Jesus with the palm of his hand, saying, Answerest thou the high priest so? Jesus answered him, If I have spoken evil, bear witness of the evil. But if well, why smitest thou me? Now Annas had sent him bound unto Caiaphas the high priest, and Simon Peter stood and warmed himself. They said therefore unto him, Art not thou also one of his disciples? He denied it and said, I am not. One of the servants of the high priest, being his kinsman, whose ear Peter cut off, saith, Did not I see thee in the garden with him? Peter then denied again, and immediately the cock crew. Then led they Jesus from Caiaphas unto the hall of judgment, and it was early, and they themselves went not into the judgment hall, lest they should be defiled, but that they might eat the Passover. Pilate then went out unto them and said, What accusation bring ye against this man? They answered and said unto him, If he were not a malefactor, we would not have delivered him up unto thee. Then said Pilate unto them, Take ye him, and judge him according to your law. The Jews therefore said unto him, It is not lawful for us to put any man to death, that the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he spake, signifying what death he should die. Then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again, and called Jesus, and said unto him, Art thou the king of the Jews? Jesus answered him, Sayest thou this thing of thyself? Or did others tell it thee of me? Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done? Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Every one that is of the truth heareth my voice. Pilate saith unto him, What is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews, and saith unto them, I find in him no fault at all. But ye have a custom, that I should release unto you one at the Passover. Will ye therefore that I release unto you the king of the Jews? Then cried they all again, saying, Not this man, but Barabbas. Now Barabbas was a robber.
Okay, Terry, do we have any questions or announcements tonight?
Yes, we never got the questions last week, and so there's a bit of a backup, but they all came in this week. So, first one is jurisdiction codes and statutes. I've been doing much studying, and I wonder why we even have to deal with these criminals if they are in complete violation of their oath to uphold the Bill of Rights and organic constitution. Shouldn't our first step be any situation is to question jurisdiction? And then he's got a couple of more, including a website. Do you want me to finish the whole thing or do you want to try it right there?
Well, yeah, I mean, we don't have control of the courts. They've robbed us of our courts. The minions of the New World Order have created a whole new system. It's called civil law, also known as Babylonian law. And our courts are run under civil law. That's the only jurisdiction that's available to anybody, really, as far as our courts are concerned, where the courts of law should be. So they got the guns. They hold the control of the courts. They shut the doors of justice quite some time ago. And the people only now are waking up to this, although many have woken up in the courts over the years, realizing that the Bill of Rights has been abolished, that the common law has been abolished. So we have no controls of those court systems. Of course, that's what we're working to take back. And so we've been filing a lot of cases. Jurisdiction is always the first point to be made, at least in all of our court cases. And when they change jurisdiction, we do jurisdictional challenges. Of course, they ignore their own law. They ignore the law of the land.
Well, that reaches to the second part, if I may. I've been learning a lot about our rights from Jack and Margie Flynn, and he gives the URL to it. Why do you use codes and statutes when they are unconstitutional? Congress didn't pass them, and codes don't even have enacting clauses, and statutes probably don't have many, if at all. Authority of the law is a must read. So the question was, why do you use codes and statutes when they are unconstitutional? I think you have an answer for that.
Yeah, well, codes and statutes are not unconstitutional. I think you've been misinformed. I don't know where you're getting that information from, that it is unconstitutional. There are 57. There are 57 U.S. codes, and each one of those codes is a jurisdiction within an equity court. The law, you know, the Constitution requires for two jurisdictions, the law, which is common law, and equity. Equity is legislative law, that we gave the authority and the power to the our legislators in Article 1, Section, Article 1 of the Constitution. I think it's Section 8 or 9. I don't remember particularly. Let me take a quick look. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's 8. So it's Article 1, Section 8. We gave 18 powers to the legislators to write law. So we can go through all those. You can read that in the Constitution, of course. And the 18th power in itself is to actually make law on the first 17 powers. Now, each one of these U.S. codes have an application within a particular court. If it was a situation with the president, the USC Title III controls the presidency as far as his powers and authorities, the details of all that, restrictions and anything else that Congress had written, which has been written quite some time ago, and I'm sure it's been added to from time to time. Not that I've heard of anything added to, at least not recently. Title II controls Congress. Title VII controls agriculture. Title 14 controls the Coast Guard. Title 18 deals with crimes and procedures, particularly, of course, under the codes, because the U.S. code has nothing to do with we the people. It's to be applied upon people who are operating either in commercial activities, in this case, of course, interstate to commercial activities on the federal level. Each state also controls commercial activities, and they write codes they write U.S. code statutes and regulations for whatever it is that they're bringing under control. USC Title 21 is for food and drugs. So these codes are extremely important. There are lawyers that do need to be experts within the particular codes. I'm sure a lot of lawyers may be experts in many of these different codes. I know the president has quite a few legal counsels, and they understand USC Title III, which controls the presidency, the powers and the authorities of the presidency. Anybody that's been really following Trump's administration closely would see that Trump had done a lot of things, and there's a lot of power and a lot of authority that has never been used before, but it's written in the powers and the authorities of the president, which is found, in USC Title III. So you see titles, but these titles have no control over we the people. So if we're going to go to a court, we can apply these codes towards the individuals we're going after. If it's something in a commercial activity, we can apply those codes. If it has to do with some kind of a government agency, we can apply certain codes upon them, depending on whatever controlling codes control them. And also USC 18, which is crimes and procedure, which deals with all of the different titles, the U.S. titles. But as far as we the people are concerned, in a court of law, it's just natural law. But again, let's take a jury. The jury has the power of nullification. And if an individual was to be brought up on criminal charges, and I've been thinking about this lately, maybe also if there's a certain amount of money that's involved, for instance, maybe they're going to dismiss someone for a period of time or try to find someone for a period of time. Well, they have a right to a jury, so they call for a jury. They're still held liable under the codes that they agreed upon when they took those positions, whether it's commercial activities or a government agency, government agents working in different agencies. So again, these things will control that. But if the jury feels, for instance, they had the power of nullification, so if a jury had been called forth and it's a criminal case, and they make a good case against the code or statute that's being applied against them, if they can convince the jury to nullify it, then the jury will nullify it. And that'll be that, because the final decider of the law are the people themselves in the form of the trial jury. So, yes, these things are very important, and they must be understood and held to in its proper places. So, okay, Terry.
Okay, I am writing on behalf of someone who has been quite helpful to me in online studies of rights, laws, citizenship, etc. She was a victim of assault several months ago by a male with a metal cane, and being beaten with it, she grabbed a knife and slashed him. Not fatal. Clearly self-defense, and she has a witness who presented an affidavit at that time. She was detained for 4 days and released. Now, last week, she was arrested on attempted murder charges and has, at this time of writing, been in the county jail 10 days and still not yet booked. The last anyone has heard from her was 5 days ago. She is a SPC, I don't know what that means, filed her UCC-1, etc. She has refused to be appointed counsel as she is competent and will not be a ward of the court. We are concerned about the matters, and there has been letters sent to the AG, the SOS, sheriff, etc. I am sharing this in hopes you might connect us with a constitutional sheriff or know someone with clout and willing to look into the matter. And then it gives her name and what jail she's in.
What state?
I'm sorry. Sounds like California, Mendocino County.
That's almost as bad as New York. Hmm?
Yes.
Well, they do whatever they please. They don't care about anything. The more you resist, the harder they come down on you. And that's why they're going through these changes. Of course, it's all unlawful. If this individual who's writing to us it could act as an ex-friend, maybe we can talk a little bit and maybe do a habeas corpus and see where that goes. We've done quite a few habeas corpuses in the past, most of which fall on deaf ears and ignored. We have had a couple of successes, but they are far and in between. There is a lot more pressure potentially coming down, and there's going to be a lot more. So, you know, they may react to the habeas corpus. So, again, if that person is interested in that, they can send information to the mail, MAIL, at nationallibertyalliance.org. Identify yourself and what we talked about tonight, and you don't have to write too much, but give us a phone number and we'll give you a call.
Okay. The next one is regarding the Declaration of Restoration filed 2019. I was reviewing this while searching through other files I have accumulated on my Google Drive account. I personally feel this work was very well done, very impressive, both concise and spot on. I know very little about legal procedure, though probably more than most of the population, a sad point for another day. But it seemed like there was no T uncrossed, nor I undotted. Forgive me, I have not kept up on what has been transpired with you for some time, but I have to ask, what has come from this effort since this deserved to be publicly heralded in every county? So that's the first question. What's come of this effort about the, where was it? Regarding the Declaration of Restoration filed 2019. I ask because while things can't be expected to happen overnight, 5 years has passed, and not only that, but 13 years now since the most atrocious and unashamed act of contempt for the people was committed, yet with the obvious truth clear to any rational mind. Instead of justice, there's only ongoing exploitation of this evil arrogance. So this would be where the question of what to do when the law of the land is ignored and under attack, I think we're there now, that's my opinion, is raised. My question is, why are we asking questions that we already know the answers to? We just had congressional hearings on disclosure and top-tier witnesses, names like Grush, Greer, Corbell, and we find the same thing, like striking a wet match. The bad guys are the same people in every case. Let's see. He goes on for about another paragraph. Do you want to stop there or you want to continue on?
Read the rest of the paragraph.
There are two true aspects to resign ourselves to. The first is that, unfortunately, there is only one way these bad guys are ever going to go away under any physical paradigm, and I don't need to spell it out. The tools for this job are not enough if there is not a plan and there is no training. I have so much to say and no safe place to say it. The second aspect is far less volatile topic, but I would posit that it is also a much more powerful and effective solution. This is a time for change. The evidence is all around us. The change we need is a change to the system overall, a complete and total change, and nothing less. We also need a change to our collective consciousness. And here is the key. One cannot happen without the other. This system will not allow a consciousness shift, and it won't change without it. So the question, the final and only relevant question, is this. How do we implement and synchronize this change? I believe it is by getting the truth out to the people, the truth about who we really are and how and why we came to be, the truth about what consciousness is, and quite urgently, the truth about the impending pole shift and global catastrophe that is not being publicized. The people would rather know the facts and have a chance to try and survive than to endure the misery and mayhem that will befall them and they were not prepared for. This is the greatest and most horrible crime of all, not informing the people that a disaster is coming. And then he puts in parentheses, I'm not here to promote anything and have no ties to this link below, other than to do my part in declaring truth. Best wishes to you. And it includes a YouTube video URL.
All right. Well, that's going to be some of tonight's program tonight. So how many more questions do we have left?
You have one. It has three questions.
Okay.
And they're short. Not a long read.
All right, let me just partially answer this question, and then we're going to discuss more detail after we answer the next three questions coming up, I guess, one other person. Well, you know, there's only one solution, and that's the restoration of our republic. The republic has been snuffed out quite some time ago. It started way back, the conspiracy to destroy our judicial system started in 1750. Where the king sent over bar attorneys and set up a bar system here in the colonies. And it continued right past into us becoming the United States after the Constitution was brought together. The Federalists, who were unrightly called the Federalists, but they claimed to have been Federalists, of course. Jefferson was a little bit upset about their positioning and thinking and calling themselves Federalists because he says, we're all Federalists. We all agree we're coming together. We all want to bring all the colonies together, create the states, and create a nation. So we're all Federalists. But they were pushing very deeply two things. And they succeeded in two of them. One was covert, and, well, actually, they're both a little covert, but one was covert, took place a little bit afterwards, immediately, as a matter of fact, because that was part of their plan. But the one was to maintain slavery, and in maintaining slavery, it creates division. As long as you can divide the people, they're not united, and they will fall. And they've been working on that for a long time. It's still within our consciousness, this problem. It's been over 200 years, and still the problem. And people take, they're not given both sides of the story concerning slavery. I mean, our founding fathers were born into that system. They didn't agree with it necessarily when they came of age and started to realize certain things. Jefferson was very upset about it, but that's another subject, and we have discussed that before in our program, so you can look back into our earlier programs. We do have, I believe, a copy concerning our conversation on slavery underneath today's issue. Nope, it would be. I think it would be under Starter Committee of Safety. Hold on a minute. Let me see where. Well, no, maybe it is today's issues. Yeah, today's issues. NLA's Monday Open Forum videos. You'll probably find it under that. But in any event, going back to the problem, in I'm not sure whether it was 1799 or 1801, the Federalists morphed into and became the Democratic Party. Jefferson, Washington spoke on his farewell speech, which he was, let me think about this, that would probably be 98, okay? I think he was two-term president, 8 years, and he was president 1990, I guess, 89. He was elected 90. So 94, 98. So in 98, Washington, in his farewell address, spent two-thirds of his address talking about the damaging, the destruction, the problem with parties, and that they were already developing in his time. Jefferson, of course, also was the same position against these parties. But this whole thing was really working out, and through ultimately the minions of the New World Order, which is the Bar Association. And they have totally destroyed our judicial system and our political system. Everywhere you look, everyone you listen to, everywhere you go, people think we're a democracy. Every once in a while, someone kind of understands it, but I don't know that they really understand how important it is to make a bigger stink about it, the fact that we're a democracy. I mean, the fact that we're a republic and not a democracy. So we have to educate the people. The purpose of NLA is to educate and to have people communicate from, you know, the grassroots level from one county to another, create committees of safety, so to educate, organize, and help communicate, and do what our founding fathers did, which was they operated and controlled the government through committees of safety. Committees of safety, after the Constitution was put in place, became what we understand today as the committeemen. But the committeemen became statutorized, they became controlled. And in that process of over the process of time, okay, people have forgotten its purpose. They placed in party bosses. They've oscillated the power and the authority. So whenever the committeemen were renewed, they did an even year and an odd year. So there'd always be power sitting there that they controlled in the committeemen process to maintain the bosses. And they statutorized them. You had to be voted in. And it turns out when you dig down deep, you discover it's the party boss that votes you in. If the party boss does not vote you in, you're not going to become a committeeman. So these are the problems we're facing. They've destroyed the committeeman process. They destroyed a political process. They destroyed a judicial process. And they destroyed everything else, our education. You got to keep the slaves dumb and stupid. You can't let them know how to be free. So it's unlawful to teach these things. You can't let them go into courts. It's unlawful for them to practice law in the courts. They may bring something up that we don't want on the record. You know, this is what's going on today. This is the problem. And there's only one solution to this method, only one, okay? And that's what NLA is doing, which is trying to resurrect the committeeman to committees of safety, educate the people into the truth and the problems that we have and that we have to face, okay? So we're doing exactly what our founding fathers did, and that's what we need to do. Now, the only one way this thing's going to be turned, this thing is too huge. It's huge. It's too big. It's in every state, in every county, every municipality. It starts from the federal level and drives all the way down to your town and your villages, all controlled by the New World Order. And they have lots of ways to do it. A lot of it is controlled just through ignorance, people believing stupid things. And if they really think it out, they'll discover how a lot of these things are so stupid. But anyway, people believe these things. People are taught the lie. And so that's what they're acting upon, a lie that they've been brought up in. Look what's going on with the college students these days. I mean, it's really problematic, this woke movement and the demoralizing of our children. I mean, we're raising a bunch of morons, and we make them dumber with their smartphones. We keep them connected to talk about stupid things and dumb things and tweets. They don't read books no more. And we've fallen into the same thing. I think I'll do a program on this one. We need to throw away our smartphones. That's what we have to do because it's really making us dumb. And it's teaching us not to communicate with people. We have to be behind a screen to talk to someone. It's ridiculous. But in any event, these are the problems we're facing. We're facing the fact that we're not a democracy. We have to fix that. We're facing the fact that we don't have justice systems no more. There is no more court of law. There is no Bill of Rights. There is no Constitution. They don't care about nothing. So the only solution, and it's a twofold solution, really, and that's for the military to make a move. That's in play. A lot of people don't realize or understand it. People who've got a little bit of information don't believe, but it's going to happen, so time will fix that for you. And, you know, for people to kind of rest in the unsettlement is more destructive to you in the sense that it puts you into depression and anger and fear. I refuse to believe those things and live in those things. I live in hope, and I think most people, well, anybody who understands the truth lives in hope. So I can tell the people that don't understand these things and don't know, you're going to want to go under, if you're interested in finding the truth. What I've discovered is people who kind of have half-truth, that's because they're believing half the lie. They're putting too much time into the media out there that's under the control and feeding you all this fake false stuff. Reality is not the way it really is. Reality is the way one perceives it. And we perceive our reality by what we hear in the news, our entertainment, our music, our literature, whatever it is that's around us that they have total control of, especially the news media. So they control everything. People are going to be extremely surprised with the truth of life and what really is going on in this world, knowledge that we have that's so far advanced that you can't believe. All these things are going to be exposed soon, but not until after we deal with the problem. And the problem is, of course, what we're discussing. They've taken control of our courts. What are we going to do? Well, we wrote some papers. We wrote a writ quo warranto. First writ quo warranto was filed in 2015. We're going to talk a lot more about that, but in any event, the writ quo warranto was the original writ quo warranto, which was refiled a little later, I believe in 2016, but in 2015 was the first time we filed it, and that was prior to President Trump becoming president. And we just got news just over the weekend from a good source, which we're going to look into tonight, of the fact that our paper did not fall entirely on deaf ears. It fell on deaf ears to the individuals we addressed it to, but we also filed it with numerous military forces and powers, and we didn't know until just recently they took it serious and that our paperwork appears to be used as leverage in the 2016 movement when President Trump became the president. I believe, we're going to play that shortly. That's a video, very short video. The video is about an hour long. We're only going to play about 10, 15 minutes of it, and then we'll probably talk a little more about it. So the writ quo warranto we wrote is extremely powerful. Now, the paper for the Declaration of the Restoration of Our Republic, which was ordered in August 17, 2019, okay, in which we opened a court of record, also known as the Common Law Court, and we filed numerous papers, a writ mandamus to the clerk, decisions and orders. We had filed our writ quo warranto originally, like I said, in 2015. We refiled it in 2016. We moved in a lot of cases. We did a lot of habeas corpuses, non-judicial foreclosures, and some other different jurisdictional situations, but mostly we were sticking with those two particularly, which was non-judicial foreclosure, which is a major problem, people losing their homes. Also family court, and all these cases we filed, again, fell on deaf ears. They were very powerful cases. It's the law, built upon the law. Law is constructive, and we constructed paper that was extremely powerful and was never debated. There was no resistance to the paper is just ignored. But we knew from early on that probably was going to happen. Maybe we were a little naive, thinking we'd get a lot more wins in the beginning. But quickly, reality set in very quickly, and we come to realize that we're not going to get much success. This is far worse than we ever thought, far worse than we ever dreamed could have happened in America. They've taken the American dream and turned it into the American nightmare. But we're about ready to turn the tables. It will happen this year. There's no getting away from that. So it's going to be met this year. Before I go any further into this, let's go for the last three questions, and I'm going to come back to this because this is the topic for the night. Next three questions.
Okay. Hello, I will not be able to make the call, but will be listening to the recording later. I did have a few questions if you have time. How does the electoral vote process work? How are the number of electoral votes determined? How does the mass migration affect the electoral college votes?
That's it.
Well, it's very interesting because the proof of the fact that we're not a democracy is in the way that we elect our president, because the president, and it makes sense to elect our individuals that we want to represent us in certain powers and authorities we've given them. It makes sense that we'd vote on it and popular vote would win. Not so with the president of the United States. There was a lot of problems trying to figure out how we're going to elect the president of the United States. Some states were bigger than others. Some states had a higher population than others. They come to realize that certain states who control the election of the president, and the elite have worked this out very, very carefully by going to certain states like California and New York particularly, and Pennsylvania and numerous other places, where there was large cities, high population, and they knew if they can seize control of the votes in those areas that they can control a lot of the electoral votes in order to become, you know, to elect the president. But in any event, what the founding fathers came up with was, let's have the states do the election to electoral votes, but we'll allow the people to participate by doing a popular, election within the states, and then whoever would win on that, all those votes, electoral votes, would go to that particular individual running for president. So it's kind of an interesting system they set up. We do not want, nor do we ever want, a president being elected by popular vote, because again, the cities are easy to control, do a lot of mind control on that, and sway people into being Democrats. Look at how long it took for the people to realize, especially the black people, to come to realize that their real enemy is the Democratic Party, which they belong to. It was the Democratic Party that maintained slavery from the very, very beginning, going right back into the debates when we were putting this nation together. So that was the Federalists, who became the Democratic Party in, I believe, 1799. So they became the Democratic Party. They're the ones that maintained slavery. They're the ones. It was Jim Crow, who was an individual who was a Democrat, who got all of these problems going down in the South, where, you know, they had to separate the whites and the blacks, and you couldn't ride on the front of the bus; you had to go to the back. I mean, all this stuff here. They just kept it going. They had to keep us divided. That's what it was all about. People don't realize that the Republican Party came into being for the sole reason to deal with slavery. 1 year, I believe it was, before Lincoln was elected, he became a Republican. He was part of that movement. No matter what lie they tell you, the truth of the matter, the fact is, the war mainly was about the slavery problem. That's what the war was, the Civil War. And it was the Republican Party that came into being for the sole purpose to free the black people from the slavery that they were being held in. Everything goes back to the Democratic Party. They turned us into a democracy. They maintained the flow of the minions of the New World Order in order to destroy our political and judicial processes. So, again, it's a problem that we have to fix. Only the people can do it. If the people don't want to do it because they're too lazy, they're not willing to learn and educate themselves, they're not willing to start committees of safety, involve themselves in committees of safety, and take control of our school systems, take control of government from the local level. Before you could take the federal back, you got to take your local back. You have to take back your towns, your villages, your cities, your counties, and your state. Then you can work on the federal. But you can't do the federal at the same time to some degree. But the point is we have to get enough states involved, enough people involved, enough committees of safety created. And we're not talking about really a tremendous amount of people considering the population of the United States. We have 3,134 counties. And we should have tried to get at least maybe 50 or 60 people. I think we'll get hundreds very quickly. Within a year, I think we can grow very quickly if we do the right thing and follow the program that NLA has put together. But nevertheless, you know, you're looking at a very small percentage, a very small percentage of 1% of the population, all it takes. And I'm sure everybody's heard this before. All politics is local. You got to think about that, because that's the truth. That's the facts. You control your locality, your local, the cities, the towns, the villages. Then you, again, like I said, then you could take the state, collectively working county to county, because we're all working for the same thing, to restore the republic, and if we keep our eye on the prize, we can succeed at it. But then there is another thing, another thing that we have to talk a little bit about, and it's the dirty stuff. It's called money. It takes money to do these things. We do have a major plan. We've had this major plan in play for a long time. We know we're going to do it this year. We've been building up for this. We've done all these cases for the sole purpose to lay out proof and to prove without a shadow of a doubt that there is a conspiracy. Because when you have a federal court on the other side of the nation in California, and you have a federal court in New York or a federal court in Texas or Montana or any place else, and they all rule the same way, they all break the same law, they all say the same words, they all deny justice in their courts, that's conspiracy. And so the main reason we did load most of these cases was to build a case and how they would react to it. And they reacted exactly the way we figured they would. I mean, in the beginning, again, we were a little naive, thinking, well, we're going to bring up the common law. We're going to bring up you know, the law of the land, and we're going to lay it out, and Supreme Court rulings that are very powerful, and the law, you know, that's already written on the books, and the Constitution and the Declaration and the Bill of Rights. Boy, we had power. We got authority. We go in there, and we write papers that cannot even be argued with, yet we lose, because evil has seized control of the United States of America quite some time ago. And reality is not the way you think it is. When you find the truth, everything is going to change. Your whole focus on life is going to change when you find the real truth of what they've been hiding from us. Lots of things. So, all right. I don't know if you're sure. I think I got a little lost on that. If I answered the question, if I did, what's the next? If not,
That was it. How does the electoral votes process? You covered the electoral process a little bit. How are the number of electoral votes determined? It's by census. And how does the mass migration affect the electoral college votes? And that was it.
All right. And when they say mass migration, they're talking about illegal aliens, I guess, coming in.
They don't spell it out, but I would think that's part of it. Also, the people moving out of California and New York to places like Texas and Colorado and other places.
Well, yeah, and again, it gets back to the same thing. They do whatever they please, and they're going to just do whatever they please, because they're not going to give up their power. We need to take it from them, and our plan is focused with that particular point in mind. But we do need help, because really there was really only one way to take this nation back. It's an unthinkable one. But again, the military is in place, so we don't have to think about those things no more. Just let the military do what has to be done. Then it's up to the people to take control very quickly, because if we don't, you know, there's going to be a huge, huge power vacuum, and someone's got to fill those positions, which belongs to the people. We need to understand how the court system works so that we could take it back, because no judges are permitted in a court of law. Let me repeat that, because that sounds strange from everything we think and know. Like I said, reality is going to change. No judges are permitted in any court of law. They can only make rulings and decisions in courts of equity. And when it comes to anything as far as taking money or their job away from them, or criminal act, okay, then it has to be by jury. Other than that, it's an administrative process, administrative decision. Things are applied and things go on, and that's what we put together as a people when we put together Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution. But it's up to the people to take control of the courts. The question is, how do you do that? Why? Who's going to run the court? You know, if anybody who's got the book, Excellence of the Common Law by Brent Winters, you'd learn a lot about that. That sometimes a court could be heard and settled by a coroner, just a coroner, even a sheriff, or any magistrate. And usually, generally, it is a magistrate. And all judges are magistrates, but they're not allowed to put on their judge hat when they go into a court of law. The purpose of that magistrate that's in that court of law that looks like they're a judge, they're no judge at all, they're just magistrates, they're the ones that execute the power and the authority of the court. They execute the will of the trial jury. That's the purpose of
something.
Maintain and the movement of the court system, play a traffic cop, pretty much it. But one of the things that they do, because they come in with their judge hats, is they start to deny certain evidence. No evidence could be denied in a court. You can't rule any evidence that could be thrown out for any reason. It needs to be brought. If there's evidence, it needs to be brought into the court, and the jury needs to hear it, and that's that. So there's a lot of things they do. And then they nullify sometimes the court decision, the trial decision. They have things like a hung jury, which doesn't exist in common law. There is no such thing as a hung jury. You see, if people don't get educated in this, you lose your liberty. You lose it all. You have to get educated, just the basics. You don't have to get deep, deep, but you got to get the basics. And you should have learned it in school, but you didn't. We better make sure our children learn it in school so that we can maintain control of this nation. Because that's why we fell away, because we're ignorant. I speak to myself first, of course, because I was ignorant, but I became knowledgeable of these things because I decided that I wanted to understand what's going on, and I was being abused, and I realized I was being abused, and I put an end to it. But it's an uphill battle, we have to take back our courts, and people need to understand how it works.
Can I clarify one thing?
Go right ahead.
You say there's no judges in a court of law. Anytime the word at law or of law, those mean common law.
And in IN law also, add to that one.
That's, yes.
And one thing on the Electoral College, if you please. There's nothing in the Constitution that says there's any kind of the person who has the majority of votes takes the whole state. It's not winner takes all. There's 12th Amendment. It's not supposed to work that way. That's another way that they duped us, is by giving all the votes to one person. It's not supposed to work that way, and I yield.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think the states have the power and the authority to figure out how that works. And I know there are some states that do divide their electoral votes.
They all do it now. Whoever wins the most takes all the votes, but it's not supposed to work that way.
Some states I've heard they do divide those electoral votes, but maybe I'm in error in that, so I'm not going to stand hard on that.
All right, yeah, fair enough. I thought they all did it, but anyway, I think that's how they've one of the ways that they've done it, which they've stolen.
Yeah, it is somewhat of a problem. There's no doubt. We have to, you know, look at this is where GR is working diligently, and that's where his knowledge is out, trying to do the Republic, what's it called, review.
Republic review.
Which we do have a page on that under Start a Committee of Safety. We have the Republic review right here. Click on that, and you can learn all about the Republic review. And all committees of safety should really be looking. Someone in your committee of safety should be looking into this to understand what the Republic review is all about, and should be working in the political committee in order to deal with the Republic review to get support of whatever it is that that particular county is controlling within whatever state, and people becoming elected to push this forward to get a Republic review. It's demanded by the people. And whether they agree or not, once devolution plays out and and the disease is cut out of our system, let's say, then the people's will take control, and we will push a republic review, and we will take control of our courts. We will get rid of the Bar Association. We'll get rid of political parties. All that sounds kind of crazy. All that sounds to say, well, you're never going to do that. There's no way that's – forget about it. It's not going to happen. Well, look, you think that because of what you've been told and what you – all your life. The things and facts and ideas in your brain that you believe are facts and true, you're going to find a lot of that is not true anymore one day. It's coming up. And the fact of the matter is no republic, no natural law republic. Let me rephrase that, not just no republic. There are only two natural law republics in the world. One is long gone. That was Israel. Second one is the United States of America. The only natural law republic in the world. There is none other, okay? And so the natural law is the key and the fact that we're a republic. And no natural law republic can survive political parties. It's not possible. It doesn't work together. It's putting water and oil together. It ain't going to mix. It ain't going to happen, okay? The purpose of a democracy is to set forth an oligarchy. And an oligarchy is a small group of people behind the scenes controlling everything. You think your president's free and independent? You're wrong. Even JFK spoke about this problem to some degree in public. Okay, so he already knew it. And I'm sure other presidents or other people prior to them knew it. But I'm aware of the fact that President Kennedy knew it. Okay, he said he was going to do everything he can to return the republic. We had a problem. And he saw that this nation had been taken over, that it was under control. And I guess anybody who becomes a president learns that very quickly, just like anybody who becomes a governor learns that very quickly and brought under the control of these people. And they got people everywhere. It's unbelievable. Well, you know, the only reason they get away, the only reason they're going to be, they're able to get all of these people to do what they want them to do. First of all, there's a lot of bribery going on, a lot of payola, number one, or they get something on the person and control them that way. So those are two major things. But the priority, their priority is to control the colleges, and they've done a darn good job at that. And they've really just raised a lot of morons, ignorant people, people who know nothing about certain things, and they're easily controlled. You know, I've heard this from numerous sources in the past, in a while, but I've heard this from numerous sources in the past, that if you have an high IQ, it's almost impossible for you to become a cop these days. They don't want police individuals, sheriffs, they don't want anybody in law enforcement that's too smart. Because then they figure out what's going on. But again, they control. There's a lot of mind control, and that's how they control all these things. All right, anyway, hopefully I answered the question. What's next, anything?
Nope, that's it, sir.
Okay. Okay, tonight, like I said, we're going to take a look at something that was raised tonight, and also, let me see if I can find that page I was on before. Okay, right here, the writ quo warranto. Like I said, we had filed this in 2015. We only recently come to realize that the military has been resting on this paper somewhat. I'm going to let SG talk about it, those who listen to SG, with SG Anon. Let me see. Let me just real quickly open a page for those people who are not aware of this. You should be listening to this these reports. Okay, he puts out reports, I don't know, maybe once a week or something. I don't know. Sometimes you'll see two of them come quickly and maybe a period of time or whatever. But there's also a lot of sit-downs or conversations with different groups. And with that said, they got something almost every day, I think. There's some information out there. And it's all about what's going on, what's behind the scenes, what's the military doing, a lot of things going on. Also, we've got a page on our website. Let me go to that. Let me think where it is. I think it's under today's issues. Yes, under today's issues, we have Devolution and Q News Anon. I think under Q News Anon, right here, this one here, I think. Let me see. No, that's not it. Is this it?
Yeah, that's it. And it's not cut up. With everything happening where I am, I've missed the last 3-4 weeks now.
Okay, but I don't. This looks like something we put together.
Well, CSG Anon stuff. Right below that, right below that first one is CSG Anon stuff. Right there, 68 and down.
This is our meeting with ST a while back. Is that what this is? Oh yeah. Okay, this is us with them. Okay, I guess I didn't put. There was something else that came up. I thought I'd put it up on that page, but I guess I didn't. So let me go to another place. Two News Anon, which is where we're at right now, I believe. And Devolution. Let's click on Devolution. Maybe I put it there. Yep, this is it. Okay, anybody who doesn't think that President Trump is not still the President of the United States, he's the President of the United States, period. Okay, the common law of the nation, the republic, okay, not the ink. The occupant of the White House right now is President of the United States of America, Inc., I-N-C. It's been incorporated quite some time ago. It goes back to 1871, the Organic Act of 1871. So it was incorporated. Now, this guy here is, he's the most I don't know if any other individual has the knowledge that this guy has. He focuses in on military law and how things work in the military. And if anybody who doubts that there is not a movement by the military to take this nation back, that Trump is leading it, that he's still the President of the United States, and he'll be picking up his third term in 2024, anybody who doubts that, watch this video. I would suspect very strongly that this video will convince you, or at least bring you a lot closer and weightier on the side that this is going to take place. But look, even if you don't believe, that's okay, because it's going to happen anyway, and things will be brought back to a proper order, and the United States of America will be able to start anew again. But again, it's all going to fall apart again. It's not going to go anywhere if the people don't do something about it, because as Jefferson said, if the people expect to be ignorant and free, they expect what never was and never will be. It's just not going to happen. Okay? And only government by consent, well, that's what we have. The Declaration lays that out very clearly. We have government by the consent of the people. And the people have the ability to throw that government out and bring in all new servants. That's what we're doing. That's what we're going to do, and we're going to get enforced through the military. And so if the people don't get up to take control, someone else will, because someone has to control the wheels of power. And if it's not the people, it's going to be more tyrants over time, worse and worse, and the last state of us may even be worse than this first one. So hopefully
the price of freedom is eternal vigilance. That means we have to be right on top of them every time.
Okay. So anyway, this video you should really want to watch. It's under today's issues. It's the first video under where'd they come down to? It was Devolution. Under Devolution. Okay, that's where this is at, Devolution. Also, we do put up all of QAnon's reports. Are we up to date now, Terry? Or we still have a couple to put up there?
No, that's what I was saying. The last 4 or 5 weeks, I've been working on my Committee of Safety, and I just haven't put any time into it. I need to catch them up.
Okay. All right, so they'll be caught up soon. But also you can go up here and just watch for your own. I mean, look at all you got to do is, come up to the news. Let's see, Q News Patriot, that's a website, which is just Q News Patriot on Rumble, okay? We have X22 Report, which is an excellent report on the news behind the scenes. And this is where I picked up the Derek Johnson interview. He puts out some good interviews also. There's one other one I've been looking at. I haven't really had a chance to listen to recently. I'm not seeing it at the moment. But anyway, there's quite a few. So those are places where you can get the news. Also, Christian News Patriot. He was used to put something a couple of times a week, but he's really down to one every couple of weeks. And his latest one right now is pretty powerful also, okay? So he's got quite a few, but one was done on the 22nd, which was about 5 days ago, and it's a pretty powerful video, a lot of good information, a lot of good insight. So if you want the positive news, and look, truth is self-evident. It's only a matter of listening to what's being brought to you, and is it consistent? Is it constant? Okay, and when you find two or three or four or five sources of news, and then you start to find that they're all separate, and they all bring in their own points of view, but there's a harmony between them. Truth is self-evident. That's a rule of law, period. That's a biblical principle. Truth is self-evident. You'll know it when you hear it. You may have to listen for a while to get the facts, to be able to hear it correctly, but that's all it takes. So if you want to get onto the positive side of things, feel more comfortable and realize that there is a plan in place, and it's coming to a head, and people need to prepare for that. Q spoke, and Q is military intelligence, goes back even before the Civil War. Q was back at the Civil War and even before that. Q is military intelligence. So if you want to know what's going on, you got to get a little bit of information that they're able to give us, because the Patriots are playing a major role in this whole process. And that's why Q had been putting certain things out to people, which, of course, the news says it's silly and it doesn't exist and so on and so forth. Well, that's whatever it is. It doesn't matter. The bottom line is, though, if you've been listening, one of the first things in the beginning with Q was, let's see how it was put, future proves past, okay? Because Q's been talking for years, and it hasn't come to pass. It's just there. But future proves past. This year, particularly, we go back and we look at Q. Now we got the information that they've been giving us. Now it all makes sense, because we now have hindsight and different things taking place. And what was being reported before was really focusing in on 2024, okay, which is where we're at, and leading us into 2025. So, again, anybody who's listening close enough, you'll figure it out, because truth is self-evident. But I strongly suggest to get away from the regular news media out there. Don't listen to any of that craziness, because it's only going to confuse you more. Just look for the people who are really bringing the truth. And there's quite a few people out there. There's quite a few podcasts, a lot of things going on out there, and of course the ones that I just brought up, which is kind of behind the scene and scenes information. Okay, so getting back to where we want to get to, we want to go into this paper that we had filed. Let me see if I can step back here. Okay, it was brought up here earlier, the Declaration of Restoration ordered on 8/17/19, which was the result of the writ quo warranto. The writ quo warranto was putting them on notice. Obey the Constitution or surrender your office. That was the whole purpose. And if they refuse to, a writ quo warranto unanswered means they've lost their office. They're not in office no more. They're gone. They're finished. They're done. Because they didn't respond to the people. Now, of course, that needs to be enforced. So let's listen to the enforcement, and then we'll look at a few things. But maybe what I'll do is I'm going to just read a couple of paragraphs here, because this is kind of an introduction, so I think it'll work out. This is an extraordinary action against the United States Supreme Court, Federal Judiciary, U.S. House of Representatives, and the U.S. Senate. Whenever any form of government becomes destructive to our rights, it is the right of the people to alter government and institute new servants. That's the Declaration of Independence in the preamble. The people have the indubitable, unalienable, and indefeasible right to reform or change their government whenever it may be found adverse or inadequate to the purpose of its institution. We can fire everyone and replace them. That's the power of the people. We need to come together to do that. You know, lots of people have gone into the courts and they're being told, well, you don't really have any standing. You're one person. You're coming in as we the people. You're not we the people. You're a person here or a group of people there. Well, we formed the Unified United States Commonwealth Grand Jury. And the sole purpose of the Unified United States Commonwealth Grand Juries was to deal with enemies, foreign and domestic, particularly enemies domestic. And so we're a sitting grand jury, been sitting for quite a few years now. I'm trying to remember when, I think we started that in 2015, right when we filed our first writ mandamus, because it did come from we the people, ultimately, where we have organized in every single state in America. We formed a unified state common law grand jury, one of New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Texas, California, Montana, so on and so forth, all 50 states, including Hawaii and also Alaska, all 50 states. And all those grand juries came together. They all have their own seals. They have their own address, and they formed in their own state. But they came together for the sole purpose to join and become the unified United States common law grand jury. Now, it's been a while since we called the grand jury together to make some decisions. We've done quite a few indictments over the years. We've written lots of papers, assisted a lot of people as best we could. Most of it was failures because we don't control the courts, and they don't care about justice. They don't care about law. They care about their own fat pockets. That's about it. So, in any event, though, we formed the Unified United States Common Law Grand Jury, and we've been acting underneath that. All our paperwork has come in and filed with the courts. We filed it in numerous places. We filed it in the Northern District here of New York. We filed it on our website. We filed it with Sessions when he was in. We filed it with Barr when he was in. We served it on all the courts. We served it on Congress. We served it on the Senate. We served it on every judge in America, in the states, and in the federal. Everyone got served this writ quorumanto throughout the entire United States. It cost quite a bit of money because a lot of mailing, which brings us to the dirty part. We need money. We are planning to do the finale, and it's got to be done soon. Papers mostly are written. I've written them quite some time ago. It's kind of prepared to go, but a lot of thought because I'm going to go back and kind of recouch the thing. But nevertheless, it's almost ready to be filed. We're also working with various other groups for the sole purpose for a petition, okay, and a petition on the courts, really trying to bring them back under the control of the people. And we'd like to do those petitions, which will draw up a petition to do it in every state to put them on notice. But then we need to notify everyone. So anyway, my point is this. We are looking for money. So since we're on this subject matter, this was an unplanned today. We found out about this paper being read by SG and the military using it. We just found that out over the weekend. I think it came out on Saturday, and I found about it yesterday, Sunday. We decided we're going to talk about this tonight because it's in the news and we need to push it. But we also need to do something to take this nation back. So we're going to be putting a lot more information out on this after tonight. And we're going to be looking at papers and different things that we put together and how we're going to planning doing this. But we're looking for filing it. And we're not ready to file it at this moment. It needs to be filed. It could be next month, which brings us to another problem, and anybody who's not ready for this, Q talks about 10 days of silence. Communications is probably going to go down. Food, there's going to be problems with food, all kinds of things. So people should be piling up food right now, at least to get through 30 days, if possible, or more time than that. But I don't think it's going to go more than 30 days. There's going to be a war scare. Maybe even a nuclear blast somewhere. Strong possibility of that, by the way. So it's got to get worse before it gets better. And the people need to wake up, and it seems the only thing that's going to wake up, two things are going to wake the people up, fear and their pocketbooks. Those are the two things. You don't have money, you don't have food, you've got a problem. And fear of war, fear of a nuclear bomb falling down on your city or your town. Okay, that's what it's going to take. It's unfortunate, but that's what it's going to take. You know, people have been awake for a long time. A lot of people have been awake a lot longer than I have, but I've been awake since my awakening started in 1999. And But a lot of people since then, I mean, I've been looked at as a wacko for a long time, but nevertheless, no longer. The people are waking up. The truth is getting out there. People have realized they're being lied to. The government's lying to them, and they're being supported by the news media and entertainers and entertainment and all kinds of things, okay? So, but people are waking up. It's taken a waking up for the military to move, and that's the problem. That's why it's taken so long. Let me just reread this. The people have an indubitable, an unalienable, an indefeasible right to reform or change their government whenever it be found adverse or inadequate to the purpose of its institution. James Madison. This is that process. Since May 20, 2015, we the people served and filed in the United States District Court for the Northern District of New York 160 documents upon the above said defendants for the specific recovery of the people's heritage stolen by past judiciaries, congresses, and presidential administrations, sustained by the present United States Supreme Court, Federal Judiciary, U.S. House of Representatives, and the U.S. Senate. The record shows that no respondents made any return. No respondents provided any objections. The natural law, the natural liberty of man is to be free from any superior power on earth and not to be under the will or the legislative authority of man, but only to have the law of nature for his rule. Samuel Adams, this is the extraordinary action at law by the people under the natural law for the extraordinary remedy via writ mandamus demanding a return to the law. Now remember, this is the response, this is the paper that came out, these are papers, many papers, that came out after we first filed twice the writ quo warranto. And then they've given up their office by not answering. So now the writ mandamuses have been filed telling them what they need to do now, which we're not going to read them because there's way too many. You should find time to read them, especially anybody taking law courses, because it'll teach you to write. There's a lot of things in there you can cut and paste and use in your own court cases. So anybody taking the law course that we're giving here at National Liberty Alliance, which you can find under Education Starts Here, come down to Court Access in the Common Law course, and you click on that and give you all the information you need to put concerning this course, and we give the first 3 hours free so people kind of get a taste and a flavor of what this course is and how powerful it is. But anyway, everyone should be reading these papers, because in these papers you find your liberty. People don't even realize how much liberty you have. Okay? Code violations don't apply to the people. That's liberating. And if the people understood it and we take back our courts, we're not going to be annoyed by these things anymore. Okay? So the people, let me see where I'm at with this. Okay, the people have been providentially provided legal recourse to address the criminal conduct of the judiciary. The common law grand jury on behalf of the people from December 2016 to present, commanding via writ quo warranto informations and writ mandamuses to all elected, appointed, and hired servants to obey the law of the land and join the people in our quest to reinstate the Constitution for the United States of America and bring to justice all subverts who resist. We the people have been providentially entrusted via natural law to dispense justice, and were provided legal recourse to address the criminal conduct of the judiciary and our representatives. The people have the unbridled right by law and in law to impanel their own grand juries and present true bills of information, indictments, and presentments to a court of justice, which is then required to commence a criminal proceeding under natural law. On August 12th, 2019, the jury filed a declaration with an order and decision. We are also joining hundreds of abusive court cases, whereas the jury will review and serve decisions and orders on behalf of the people. We are still taking on cases, and if you would like, you can join our case and click here for more information. Now, that's not true, but I need to change that. We're not still taking on cases. If we can get help, we will. we just don't have enough help. So anybody that's been looking into studying the law, especially the common law, of course, is what we're talking about, and has some time and they want to put some time in with us and help us with some papers, you know, I can write all the papers, but someone has to deal with that paperwork, file it, mail it, get it out, and do things. They have to organize it and bring the information in from the people. We'll go back to that if we can get help. The only reason we're not doing it anymore because we don't have enough help. There's too much work and not enough people to do the work. So we need volunteers. But first and foremost, the most important thing for people to get involved with and do, of course, is their education, number one, and forming committees of safety on their own counties, number two. And so anybody who's maybe retired and hopefully is involved with their committees of safety or will be, but want to put their time with us as a volunteer to help assist us with that, we'd appreciate it. Some of these positions, once we get money, we do perceive at some point we get some money, but once we get money, we go professional, people will be paid. So a lot of positions will be held as paid positions at some point. Okay, so anyway, here's a lot of the papers we filed right here. These are the memorandums we filed in the courts. These are cases that have been moved into federal court for cause. These are habeas corpuses we've done. We've done work with the New York SAFE Act and moved that to federal court for cause. Denial of habeas corpuses and federal felony rescues by judges. We've done a lot of indictments for those denying due process and also felony rescue. We have quite a bit and quite a few people who were indicted on the murder of LaVoy Finnegan. We got a 24-page murder conspiracy indictment and a concealment and felony rescue indictment by a particular judge. We've done a lot of redress of grievances, writs and informations, habeas corpuses, non-judicial foreclosures, all kinds of other evidence, memorandums of law, grand jury indictments, etc. So this whole thing was put together over these past 8 years or whatever it's been for the sole purpose of laying the bottom line case out and to take back our courts. And of course, it was 2016 when Trump became president, we realized that we're going to have that opportunity to do something about it. So, okay, so today, as I mentioned, we heard about this. This came out on Saturday, I believe. I heard about it yesterday, Sunday evening, I think it was, I forget. And tonight I thought, well, okay, let's look at this because it's up. But there is one other thing I want to say. We talked about food. We talked about, of course, what's going on in the courts, and there's going to be darkness, a lot of scares, military, so on and so forth. But there is another problem. We've covered this a couple of times already. and that is solar flares. There also could be a blast of a... nuclear bombs over the United States, strategically positioned, which would, in theory, would knock out everything, okay? Anything electronic, anything that's got a wire would burn up. Computers will burn up. Cars will burn up. Everything, okay, would be burned up if you have a serious enough solar flare. But the same is true if they blasted a couple of nuclear bombs above America in strategic places. And I've listened to a lot of stuff on this recently. There's a lot of people talking about it, people who are real serious people putting reports out there, people that you assume is in the know, that have the knowledge. And what I'm really surprised about is that nobody knows that our infrastructure is already protected. So the question becomes, well, if our infrastructure is protected, what do we have to worry about? Well, our electric companies were told to inform the people of the problem and that their homes are not protected. The infrastructure is protected, but it doesn't extend into your home. So if we get a solar flare, a serious enough one, that could burn up your electronics, burn up your car, burn up your generator, fry all of your computers, your cell phone, everything's gone. Just gone. Gone. 100%. Doesn't exist no more. Okay? So you have to protect it. And I've been working... I started looking quite some time ago with Faraday cages, and also they have the Faraday pouches that you put, you can put your backup on a hard drive and put it in this little bag and it seals up, and that'll prevent it from being fried in a solar flare or a nuclear blast above the United States. So I discovered that, and then I discovered the fact in a place which we did a lot of information on this, and let me just share the page. Going under, well, on the right side of our website, you'll see EMPs. Maybe it's up further. Yeah, I think it is. A lot further up here. Okay, Hillsdale. There it is. Solar flare. Okay, and I'm not going to get much further into this because we've done three programs on this already. Done 2 weeks in the past couple of weeks, and then we've done 1 or 2 weeks before. So maybe we did it 4 times, so I'm not going to do it again. But you can go here and watch for yourself. Electromagnetic pulse protection. For I think they charge $350 to protect your entire home. Each one of these units costs $350. You could buy one to protect your home. Anything plugged into it will be protected. My computers, because they're plugged into my home, and my home is protected at the box, all my computers are protected. All my electronics, my copy machines, everything is protected. My backups are separated. I have backup hard drives, which I put in little pouches, so I have lots of backups. Because I have a lot of work and I don't want to lose my work. I have lots and lots of work. We should be informed that a solar flare is heading our way, okay? I just heard a report, and this is why I'm talking about it tonight again, heard a report tonight that in the next couple of weeks or the rest of this month or into next month is going to be some real serious problems. The sun is really going active. And once a solar flare takes place on the sun, they can calculate it to see if it takes 24, maybe as long as 3 days. I guess it depends on the distance of the sun at the time. I just don't understand how that works. But anyway, sometime between 1 to 3 days notice that a solar flare has been erupted on the sun, heading out to space, and is going to cross Earth's orbit. And when that happens, if it hits, and we can know that ahead of time. Now, I heard that we had 3 days' notice on the last one that hit us, that we miraculously were able to get through it really without much problems at all, okay? But it was as serious as the Carrington event. I don't understand why it hasn't taken the effect that it did. We know a much lesser solar flare, which happened maybe 6 months ago or a year, I don't remember, it was a while back, where Musk lost 20 satellites, only because they couldn't be put into rest. You see, the satellites are set up now and protected from solar flares also. As long as we know it's coming, so the information comes, you've got 24 hours or 3 days, whatever the case may be, they put the satellites in rest and they're protected. Our infrastructure, electrical grid, protected. Okay, we'll probably lose a lot of GPS, but that'll be reset up eventually, pretty quickly, actually, because we have lost some to the last solar flare, and I think we lost some to the one before that. But these big ones that are coming, why haven't they informed us on that real big one that did hit the Earth, or maybe just, I don't know what happened, but we didn't get the big effect? Why wouldn't we inform to be prepared for that? Because if one was to take down the entire electrical grid, within a year, 95% of the people, at least in the United States, would be dead. That would be the loss. That's how bad it is, because everything would stop. No refrigeration, no market movement for quite some time, no electric, nothing. No satellites, no GPS, no planes, nothing. We'd be back in the dark ages. But in any event, like I said, our infrastructure is protected. And people don't even know that, because they don't want people to be thinking and talking about that. And the electric companies didn't notify the people of the problem to say that there's a solution to your home. You can go out here to this page, wherever they got it or should have had it. We put it up on our website. You can go out on the website, you can watch these videos, and you can purchase, for $350, you can purchase something to protect your home, okay? Why ain't they doing that? Why ain't they telling us that these things are coming upon the Earth? and that this year is a real serious, the eruptions on the sun is out of, you know, just off the charts right now as we speak. That's the last news I heard just tonight. So all of this is coming to a head. So you need to protect your car. You know, if you have an old car that doesn't have computers in it, I think the only thing you lose is your points and maybe your wiring, some of your wiring. But I don't know. You could at least get that back up and going. With all these electronics and computerized things in your car, total fry out, worthless. So big problem. Okay, so let's get back to where we want to get to. And this is the Anon audio file number 75. This is put out here by SG Anon. And we're only going to listen for about 10 minutes, roughly, I think. We're picking up at the 38-minute mark. And we'll go, and we'll talk about it after we listen to this video. Let me make sure I'm sharing my sound. I'm not sure whether I did or not click that button. Yep, I did. Okay. All right, here we go.
Certain intangible structures, the NATO alliance, the Atlantic Council, these non-state think tanks and controlling entities that have manipulated the arms of power and influence in the world for so long, we're witnessing a coordinated assault across all regions, across all levels, and that assault does not stop with the rest of the world. It is progressing forward here domestically in the U.S. homeland as well. And I'm going to show each of you a filing here that was absolutely remarkable. This filing was filed with the United States Supreme Court. Let me see here. Filed 2015 on behalf of the Unified United States Common Law Grand Juries. Let me pull this up here. Before I pull this up, Patriots, I want each of you to know and be aware that here in the United States of America, we're setting the tone, we're setting the scaffolding in place for how much of this operation will conclude itself at that civilian level the world over. There's a saying about, you know, so how goes America, so goes the rest of the world, and that's one of the reasons it is so crucial and so important to do all of this by the book. We have Thomas Massie recently introducing a bill to end the Federal Reserve, which received almost immediate co-sponsorship from a number of different representatives within the U.S. House of Representatives. We're witnessing the introduction of House legislation to design a decentralized finance system committee, essentially a commission to put together a report for decentralization of the U.S. financial system. We're witnessing the creation of a scaffolding here domestically in the United States that will be exported to the rest of the world after we remove the old scaffolding, the old cancer, the old infestation, which unfortunately emitted a great deal from Washington, D.C. And one of the things that we're doing is we're filing documentation like this here. Let me bring this over here for you. This was filed in the United States District Court for all districts as well as the Supreme Court of the United States. It was directed by We the People of the Unified United States Common Law Grand Juries, identifying as sureties of the peace, commanding county sheriffs, federal agents, U.S. Marshals, Joint Chiefs, state militia, governors, federal and state courts, assemblymen, senators, congressmen, senators, and the news media with a formal writ of quo warranto. Silence can only be equated with fraud where there is a legal or moral duty to speak or where an injury left unanswered would be intentionally misleading. Comes now the constituted unified common law grand juries of the 50 United States of America this evil day to command all county, state, federal, and U.S. Supreme Court judges and clerks to perform their duty, guaranteeing to every state in this union a republican form of government and protect each of them against invasion or to vacate the office. Having a little bit further down the page, and I will post this document anons for those of you out there that are trying to read along. We're not going to read all 15 pages. It would be prohibitively time-consuming. I will post screenshots of this document to both the Rumble channel and the Truth Social and X profiles for SG Anon. The prime directive ordained by the American people purposed their government to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. the subsequent violent felony acts of war by our servants against the aforesaid prime directive debilitate the union of the American people, establish injustice, undermines domestic tranquility, renders the people vulnerable to foreign and domestic enemies, destabilizes the general welfare, and annihilates the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Common sense can only conclude that there are forces within our servant government conspiring war and subterfuge against the American people by denying the very republican form of government that they took an oath to protect and defend against all enemies foreign and domestic. Thereby, it is the duty of all oath takers to take a stand now, obey and defend the Constitution, and assist the people in arresting and terminating the following unconstitutional acts by simply obeying the law of the land and acknowledging the unalienable right of the people to self-govern. Judges everywhere are commanded again to obey the law of the land and sign the attached mandamus. The excuse "we are only following orders" did not stand in Nuremberg, and it will most certainly not stand here. To prove the conclusion, let facts be submitted to a candid world. Our servants have refused assent to laws the most wholesome and necessary for the public good. Our servants have trodden upon the rights of the people. Our servants have passed legislation destructive to the Constitution, forbidden by the same. Our servants have exposed we the people to all the dangers of invasion from without and subversion from within. Our servants have obstructed the laws for illegal aliens who are flooding our nation with foreign insurgents, some hostile, destroying our economy and putting at risk the security of our states. Our servants have obstructed the administration of justice by refusing acquiescence to laws established for judiciary powers. Our servants have transformed judges into chancellors dependent upon the will of the Bar Guild alone, a society of mercenary, economic, corporate hitmen esquires, resolute on destroying common law, the foundation of America. Our servants have erected a multitude of fourth branch administrative agencies unaccountable to the Constitution and sent hither swarms of corporate administratives disobedient to the Constitution, revenue and code enforcement officers to harass our people and eat out their substance. Our servants have kept among us in times of peace standing armies and excessively militarized local police without the consent of the people. Our servants have joined with foreign bankers to subject us to a jurisdiction foreign to our Constitution and unacknowledged by our laws, giving assent to their acts of pretended legislation. Our servants are secretly accommodating large bodies of armed foreign troops among us. Our servants have imposed a multiple of property-robbing taxes, direct taxes, fees, and fines on us without consent. Our servants have deprived us of the benefits of honest trial by jury. Our servants have deprived us of the benefits of unrigged grand juries. Our servants have transported us into chancery courts to be tried for pretend offenses. Our servants have enlarged its boundary under the guise of the District of Columbia, a 10-mile square federal city, so as to render it at once an example and fit instrument for introducing absolute rule into these states. Our servants have arrogantly disregarded our Bill of Rights, abolishing our most valuable laws, altering fundamentally the people's form of government without consent. Our servants have declared power to legislate through executive order without consent. Our servants have waged war against us. Our servants have plundered our manufacturing base, ravaged our small businesses, and destroyed the lives of our people. Our servants have excited domestic insurrections amongst us, have engaged in human trafficking of our children and elderly through the courts, have engaged in racketeering and extortion through our courts, have held mock trials in courts not of record, thereby unlawfully incarcerating and financially fleecing millions of people. They have impaneled bogus, puppet, grand, and petite juries in order to perform bar, will, and profiteering. They have stolen our homes in rim and fraud. They have kidnapped our children and destroyed our families. They have robbed our parents, turning their twilight years into nightmares, and have turned our common law courts into courts of injustice. They have transformed our unalienable rights into crimes, violating at every stage our Bill of Prohibitions, serving the Bar Guild and not the people. Now, this entire document goes on for a number of pages and sort of has a similar flavor. It outlines all of the various acts of insurrection and treason that have been taken against the United States of America. It outlines the way in which the war against the American people and against the peoples of the world has been waged primarily through a corporate administration. It outlines the way that the judiciary has been co-opted to make war against the people. If we come all the way to the bottom of this document, This is what I found very fascinating. You are ordered, you are hereby ordered, to order all clerks to obey the law by filing and processing all true bills from common law grand juries as required by law under 18 U.S. Code Section 2076 and 2071. All judges are ordered to command all state and federal judges to obey the law of the land as commanded United States Constitution Article 6, Paragraph 2. All judges are ordered to sign and mail the attached mandamus, which commands all servants in all courts to cease from obstruction and interference of the people's business and access to their courts under 18 U.S. Code 1512B. All judges are to confirm with the court clerks that this quo warranto has been filed as required by 18 U.S. Code 2076 and 71, and a timestamp copy has been mailed to the address above. All judges are to produce a certified copy of your constitutional oath of office as required by Article 6, Paragraph 3 of the Constitution and 5 U.S. Code, Section 3331. All judges are to produce affidavits declaring that you did not pay for or otherwise make or promise consideration to secure your office as per 5 U.S. Code 3332. All judges are to produce their personal surety bond and documentation that establishes your complete line of chain of command of delegated authority, including all intermediaries, beginning with the President of the United States or the Governor of the state you claim authority from. These documents should all be filed as public record pursuant to 5 U.S. Code 2906 for requirements concerning filing of oaths. In the event you do not have a personal surety bond, you may provide a copy of your financial statement, which you are required to file annually. Your financial statement will be construed as a private treaty surety bond in the event that you exceed lawful authority. You are commanded under seal to obey items 1 and 2 and provide within 7 calendar days from receipt of this demand by mail, 12 items 3 through 8 to the address above, or resign the office immediately. Failure to comply with all the demands of this quo warranto will be an admission of your intentional and willful engagement in RICO and high treason against the peoples, and will be subject to presentments or indictments for immediate removal from office and criminal prosecution for the committing of illicit and ongoing crimes in a wheel and chain of conspiracy. Ordered under seal, originally filed on the Marine Corps birthday, the 10th of November, 2014, refiled May 13, 2015, bearing the seal of the Unified United States Grand Jury, 1215 AD, filed in the U.S. Supreme Court, all U.S. District Courts, and all U.S. judges. Approximately 1 month later, on the 12th of June, 2015, the Department of Defense issued an updated Law of War manual, promulgating it pursuant to Department of Defense Directive 2311, DoD Law of War Program, May 9, 2006, Department of Defense Directive 5145, General Counsel of the Department, and 10 U.S. Code, Section 140, from 2012. Just a few days later, Donald Trump would come down the escalator in 2015 and change the course of American history forever. I submit to each of you that with the filing of this warrant, of this writ in the U.S. Supreme Court and all U.S. courts commanding all U.S. public officials on all public official levels, all United States courts, congressmen, senators, assemblymen, governors, county sheriffs, federal special agents, U.S. Marshals, Joint Chiefs, and leaders of state and militia, I submit that this document was filed and was not affirmatively received, which gave us the basis to launch a continuity of government operation in an extraordinary fashion to return the United States of America to common law. And I believe throughout that process, we have seen that continuity of government operation leverage the chancery courts that writ just discussed against themselves. One of those leverages occurred on July the 1st of 2020 in case number 220-CV-05912. Deborah Connor, Chief Money Laundering and Asset.
Okay, if anybody wants to, let me make sure my mic is. Okay. If anybody wants to listen to that whole thing again, you can go to QAnon, Q Patriot News, which I believe is on Rumble. So it's rumble.com/, I guess users there because I'm coming in with my username, /. Q News Patriot. But if you put Q News Patriot into Rumble and search it out, you'll find his main page. And these are all of the different reports that he has reported on. Now, you know, when we wrote that paper, you know, we hoped and realized at some point it would play a role, and we're continuing to focus in on that role that it should play because we are dead set focused on getting rid of all bar individuals completely 100% out of our government. They don't belong there. Anybody who knows about the original 13th Amendment, our founding fathers put that in. I think it was 1818 that it was ratified in. And they did put some things in there concerning you know, the bar attorneys in the Constitution, but it wasn't strong enough. And they barred them. Anybody who is a bar attorney and seeks an office will lose their American citizenship and never hold an office in the United States. That's the law. Yet we're controlled by bar attorneys. They are the minions of the New World Order. They were created in Britain while we were a colony, and that's how they moved through Britain or England in order to control and put down the common law in Britain. They moved the bar into the United States, as I mentioned a little earlier, in 1750. And they've been working relentlessly since then to destroy everything America has. That's their purpose. They don't even.
Quick note. I got to duck out here in a minute, but all this time, we thought it fell on deaf ears, like you said. And according to S. Gianon's theory, what he just said, well, congratulations. You wrote a masterpiece, and all the stuff Derek Johnson talks about, it all. He's saying it came from this paper. So I just want to say congratulations. That's fantastic. It's very exciting, very thrilling. Amen.
Well, yeah, it's very exciting news, and it really gives us a lot more hope. And they defaulted. Two or three times we filed that paper. I know at least two times they defaulted. You know, it's now incumbent upon you, we the people, everyone that hears this, and either now or in the near future or in the future period, it's incumbent upon you to do something about this. You have to get involved. You have to get knowledge. And again, you know, some people will really dive in and get an extreme amount of knowledge, and some people will get just enough of what they need, and that's fine too. But we got to get knowledge. We have to understand the problem. We have to understand our liberty. Look at, you know, our heritage is liberty, and our heritage is in the law. You don't really know all of your real liberty until you get into the law. When I started looking into this, I really got blown away on what liberty really is. And again, there's a lot that people don't even realize, a lot of power and authority. We're just moved about as chattel. The chattel is livestock. It's moved around like livestock was sold on the markets. They get money when we die, and various other parts as time goes on. Depending on how they set all this stuff up. If you go to prison, they make money. I mean, they're just making money off us all the time. And we just move from one place to another, and we're as dumb as an ox when it comes to the law. You know, they teach us, if you want to learn about God, go find yourself a priest or a preacher or somebody. If you want to learn about the law, go find yourself a lawyer, you know, if you have to deal with the law. And if anything, those two things should be people that should be focusing in on themselves directly to the direct knowledge of that. You can't afford to get secondhand knowledge in those two areas. Comes to your God and your country, you need to know the truth, and you need to dig it out yourself. NLA has done a lot of digging. Just check it out and look for consistency, and if you find inconsistency, then maybe you're finding a problem. Okay. Restitution is the key. We are intending not only to, and again, our focus is to get rid of all the judges at this point. Anyone that thinks that they can stay, well, let's see what happens if they give up their bar card. They're going to be sued left and right by all the people they've destroyed once this gets out. But look at, we need to take everything that they got, all their gains, their illegal gains, which is running courts of injustice and injuring the people. The people need to be restored. And all these illegal gains that they've got needs to be taken away and given back to the people. People who lost their homes. Hundreds of thousands of people have lost their homes to non-judicial foreclosures. They need their homes back. They need to be restored. I don't know how many people, probably hundreds of thousands also, who have had, well, we've written lots of writ corpus, not writ corpus, habeas corpuses, and all of them went ignored. How many people are in jail that don't belong there? They need to be restored. A lot of them still, of course, need to be released. You've got the January 6th thing. Look what they're doing to Trump. If they could get away with doing to Trump what they're doing with all the news, just think about what they can get away with you. There's not that many eyes on your cases if you're involved with the law. And if you think you'll never be stuck in a situation where you're in a place where you're stuck in the law and you can't defend yourself and so on and so forth, and you think that's never going to happen to you, well, tell that to about a million other people who never thought that they'd be caught into a situation and can't defend themselves. People who have been robbed by the IRS. You know, I know of a situation of one case where an individual was heading down to Florida and had large sums of money on them. They were a contractor. They were going down to purchase, like a track hoe. Or, you know, it was a track hoe, I believe. They were stopped by the cops on the way down there. Their car was searched, found the money, took the money. Didn't want to hear about the guy. The guy lost his money. Now, I never heard anything that restored that individual. But these kind of things take place all over the United States, and the people are oblivious to it. You need to understand we're being terrorized, and if you get caught in the courts, you're in big trouble. You need to be able to defend yourself. There are times when you can put them kind of in a box and maybe get out of situations. I know it's a couple of times that happened in my life where I was able to escape their evil arm. But again, that only happened because I happened to have fallen into certain knowledge, and I try to share that knowledge here at National Liberty Alliance. Okay, but people need to be restored, and of course these judges and people, they don't even have enough money to restore. But whatever they got, we need to take it. Okay, and a lot of them, I think, need to end up in jail, and maybe quite a few of them at the end of a short rope. But that's up to the people. That's up to the trial juries, because there's going to be a lot of trial juries. Our courts are going to be flooded with these kind of cases. There might be some ways to be able to deal with this without having to go through. Well, as a matter of fact, I know there's going to be a way to deal with this without having to go all through the courts, because look, we're talking trillions. What's the number? Does anybody remember the number after a trillion? You got millions, billions, trillions, and there's a number after that. I've heard that number
for billions.
Quadrillion. Quadrillion. I've heard that number come up quite a few times recently. Okay, and that's the kind of money that is running, that is available in assets or liquidity, gold, silver, stocks, islands, properties, homes, all kinds of things. Corporations, all the major corporations, they're all in on the game. It needs to be taken away from them. It needs to be auctioned off. And the benefits need to go to the people. All of the gains, these illegal gains that all these people need to be taken away from them. As Trump said, you know, if you catch the diamond thief and he gets caught, okay, he's got to give back the diamonds. He's giving us a message. He's telling us something. The people need to be restored. The people need to have their homes back. They need to have their liberty back. They need to be restored from spending time in jail, which is psychologically greatly damaging, okay? So there's quadrillions of dollars that's going to be seized. And it's not just America that's been injured. The entire world has been injured. So the benefits of these things that we're going to take away from them because they got to give them back, well, it's all illegal gains. okay, and take it all, and it's going to go back to the people. The lion's share will go to the United States, and in particular the people themselves. But let me tell you, everybody in this earth has been injured by these people, and justice must be met, and justice, I do believe, will be met. So anyway, I do believe that's going to be this year. We're putting together another website for the sole purpose of collecting information. As soon as I know exactly it's all set up, I'm going to be working with some people this week and the next couple of weeks in order to structure everything correctly, get the right information up, and it's really a place to collect information. Anybody who has been injured, we're looking for them to write affidavits. If you got a court case, you can attach it to it. You attach to it. We don't need the actual copy of the court case, but you know whatever the number is, the court case number might be, you probably attach that. But we're looking for affidavits of people swearing this is what had happened, and looking for the damages. We'll lay all that out in specifics what we're looking for, and it'll all be attached to this case. And even if whoever doesn't put this in before we actually file it, and they continue to put it in, it'll be addressed and dealt with. If you lost a home, we're looking to get it back. You know, if you lost liberty for a period of time and they incarcerated you, well, we're looking for you to be restored. And we're not talking peanuts here, because the damages are unbelievable. We've lost children, people who have lost children and can never retrieve them back. You know, they need to be restored. And the children who were stolen need to be restored. Our parents were stolen in these courts, these unlawful, illegal, disgusting, evil courts. But it takes the people to get up to do something. And we need help. We need money. I hate to ask for money, but we need money. We need money in order to do these paperwork. We'll be looking to other groups, hopefully, but we're going to get some more people involved outside of National Liberty Alliance that will collectively come together and hopefully start to give some funds in order to do the job that needs to be done. Also, our website needs to be updated, and we're being hit with a $3,000 bill in order to do that. Kind of arguing that, and I'm in the middle of an argument with someone on that, which I haven't heard back from in a while, which I don't think it's right that they would charge us $3,000 for what needs to be done. But in any event, it may be the case we're going to have to pay it in order to prepare our website to be able to receive critical mass, because Drupal, we're using Drupal, and that, of course, is a prepared website program, you know, for people who don't know, like WordPress, I guess, like that. And so our site is created with Drupal, but we need to update our Drupal, and we're like, I don't know, Terry, how far behind are we? What Drupal are we on?
We're on Drupal 7, and we need to upgrade to Drupal 10.
Okay, and there seems to be a problem going from 7 to 10. Which I'm going to be discussing in more details with the individual who has been servicing us and trying to get a lower price. But in any event, we do need money. And if we don't succeed, it's only because of one of two reasons. It could be both reasons, still. One reason could be that the people just aren't interested in doing anything and helping to bring things back to order. So that's a major problem, okay? And we don't collect enough money to do the things we have to do. So, you know, we do need help. We also need, we need critical mass. I thought by now we'd have critical mass, to be honest with you, for numerous reasons. A lot of things we've been doing, a lot of papers we put out. We have grown to over 11,000 people at this point. But we haven't hit critical mass. I look at that as being potentially, you know, I look at that maybe it's just not God's timing. Maybe we've been under the radar as we've been working and doing things and preparing things enough that they're not paying too much attention to us. But it's time for that critical mass, and we're trying to connect with some other major groups, and maybe that'll give us the critical mass. The critical mass is really in your hands. You can do it by bringing people to these meetings. Bring them to tonight's meeting. Let them hear what's going on. It's going to be posted up on our website. Again, it'll be under today's issues, okay? And you come down to NLA Open Forum Videos, and you click there. We'll post it tonight. As soon as this program's over, we'll post it right here. as we've been doing for a while now. We're posting the videos. We also have it, of course, under our Monday Night Call. If you click on there, we have all of the audios, not videos, just audios. Okay, we've been posting ever since we started. We go back quite a bit. Let's see, first one we started to do, we go back to 2012, 11/19/2012. So we've been recording since then, every week. And I think I could say probably since we started, if we missed four, only because maybe Christmas fell on a Monday or something very unique. I think Christmas would be the only thing I could think of that we may not have come online for. But pretty much we've been here, and it was one or two times we had a problem, with maybe computers or something, you know, whatever. But anyway, people can see today's, we need to grow. If 11,000, well, we don't have 11,000 people actually active, unfortunately. There's always only a small percentage of those people that join a group that really do anything and get involved. That's you. People listening right now, that's you. So bring a friend. Bring many friends. Get the word out. There is absolutely, there is no way to save America unless the people do something about it. Even though the military is ready to move, Trump's ready to take care of business, and they're going to take this nation away from these people and give it back to the people. But can the people receive it? Do the people know how to receive it? Do the people know how to have government by consent? Are they organized enough to be able to get things done? See, because we all have to be on a certain mindset. There's certain things we have to come together on and agree to deal with on a national level. No man is an island. But one county can't save the nation. We have 3,133 or 34 counties, but it may take 700 counties to save this nation. Over 50%, let's say. But we have to get enough committees of safety acting and working, and communicating. Every county has every county, all the governments were involved in that county. We're looking at, of course, the village and the town and the cities. So all of the governments involved, and the county government, all the things involved in that government, okay, in that county, is unique sometimes. A lot of us have the same problems, and when we have the same problems, like maybe Agenda 21, we need to be communicating with other counties that have the same problem. What are we going to do about it? How are we going to focus? How are we going to deal with this problem? Who do we have to go after? What do we have to do? Okay, well, we need to discuss those things. The committees of safety, you think our founding fathers came together with committees of safety in their own colonies and then decided that they'd be able to handle the problem themselves? No, they had to come together. United we stand, divided we fall. They have divided us. We have fallen. We've fallen a long time ago. We've got to get up. The only way to get up is to get knowledge. We have to understand the law, the real law, not the boring law. Look, you can go read statutes and codes. Boring, bore you to tears. I can only spend so much time in those areas because I just get bored to tears. It has nothing to do with my life, really. But it has something to do with controlling people. So certain things I do look into. And when the time comes, I look into it, try to figure it out, and move on. But the law, the natural law, the real law, the law that liberates, that's so exciting. It's powerful. It's empowering. And I promise you, you won't get bored and fall asleep. But therein is another problem. People don't communicate. I not long ago, and many times since, in many, many places I go, I remember the first time I really realized this, walking into a Dunkin' Donuts. They had tables there. People were sitting at these tables, and I went in there, get a couple of donuts or whatever, coffee. And I'm looking around, and I'm realizing, all these people sitting at tables used to be communicating, talking, sharing, laughing, doing things. All of them were dead silent, looking down onto their stupid telephone screens and pushing buttons, and they're not communicating with the person on the other side, across the table from them. they came together in a place to communicate to, you know, and nothing. And people want to talk texting each other back and forth. Well, I guess it could have its benefit, but if that's all you do is communicate that way, you're going to lose all communication skills. People don't know, can't have a real conversation, it seems, especially younger people. They're totally lost. And it's our fault. We're responsible for that, and we're responsible to fix it. So we need to get up and do something. So I'm putting out a plea right now. Help us grow. Get us interviews. Tell people about us. Bring them to the meetings. And whatever you can give, we need money now, because we have a lot of work to do the next 6 or 8 months. And only the people can do this. So I think we've been around long enough to prove that we are responsible, we have a good message, it's powerful, and the message is to restore this nation, to restore the republic, and only the people can do that, none other. Now, I was planning, of course, to have an open forum, which we never moved into, and it's 11 o'clock, so we're going to close down. I apologize for taking all this time, but I think the message we got out tonight is extremely important. And next week, we're going to go straight into an open forum, and people can ask questions and give us their comments, their thoughts and corrections, whatever they want to offer. But look in, those who are new with us, look into us, see who we are, what we're doing. We're doing everything that's according to the law. We're doing everything our founding fathers did. We are learning from them. That's the research we did at National Liberty Alliance, to learn the law, to learn how this nation was brought together. How did our founding fathers do it? Well, they had committees of safety. They had committees of correspondence. And in a committee of safety, there's a lot of subcommittees. One of the subcommittees is a committee of correspondence. Paul Revere carried a note that he was part of the committee of correspondence for a particular committee, whatever colony he was in. So that's who Paul Revere was. And there was lots of Paul Reveres. It wasn't just one. He's just the one that made it into the news, so to speak. You know, he's the first guy that landed on the moon, kind of speak. You know, who's the second guy? Nobody remembers. Okay, but the point is that's the guy that we see in history, Paul Revere. The British are coming. And every committee of safety had committee of correspondence, and there was people riding back and forth on their horses, delivering message from one to the other, and then coming together in meetings, which they had to travel far. We've got today the computers. Everything today is done immediately. We can call a meeting today for tomorrow, and we can have people from all over the nation come together and meet and talk and make solutions and ideas and do things and execute them, and it could be done in one day. Where for them it might have taken a year or at least many months just traveling about when time comes to get together. All right, anyway, with that, I guess we'll end our program for the night. And like I said, next week we'll kind of go right into an open forum. And hopefully there'll be a lot of people asking questions and giving us their thoughts on what we reviewed tonight, which was an extremely important message, a timely message. All right. Godspeed, everyone. Good night. Thanks for coming. I hope to see you next Monday. Good night.